It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Steve Salas with the Utah Highway Patrol and Shelly Jo Ness with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. We've got a big presentation that's coming up. It's Tall Cop is the name of the presentation. There's a couple of different ones that are tied into it, and every time it comes up, people ask me what it is, and now we're going to find out. This is some great information for people that are in the business as far as law enforcement, things of that nature. Also for the community and parents as a whole. Guys, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So let's talk about what this really is. Okay, I'm gonna defer to you, Steve. So let's talk about Tall Cop and what the program has to do and what it's all about.
Yeah, so Jermaine Galloway has 20 years of law enforcement experience. He started as an officer up in Idaho. And really what he has done is he has basically all of this knowledge in marijuana and the marijuana culture, and he's created a company and a presentation where he will share this with communities, law enforcement, medical staff, educators, anyone that basically wants to learn more about the marijuana culture. Marijuana has and the cannabis industry has changed over the last 30 or 40 years. And right now what we're seeing is there's probably more concentrates with cannabis that's being sold at dispensaries, whether it's medical or just recreational. You probably have more youth that are utilizing and using marijuana now more than ever. And so what he does is he will bring us in and basically just catch us up on that culture and everything from the THC levels that are in marijuana, the concentrates, the dabs, the vape pens, and basically how they're using it. Because today there's very little marijuana or cannabis flower that's actually being consumed. Most of what we're seeing today is your concentrates, your edibles, and those THC levels are so high. And really, as a community and as a society, we're just not aware of how strong it is and how it's being consumed.
And so he's just going to kind of come and give everybody the information that he has gathered, because this is what he does now. Correct?
Yeah, so he has this company and this information, and he travels the country and basically shares it with all your first responders, your educators, parents, and really, a lot of parents just are not aware of marijuana. They have this perception of marijuana and cannabis and how it was used in the 60s and 70s, and that culture has changed dramatically.
Okay, Shelly, we're going to bring you in because we're going to talk about the events themselves. There's going to be two different ones, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about the times and what all they will cover.
On the first event, that is Thursday, April 2nd, held at the Jennifer Levitt Center at the college. That one's from 9 to 3:30, and everything is free to register on Eventbrite.
Okay, and the first one is the one that you said is... It's more geared towards, professionals as far as the law enforcement and that kind of thing, but the public is welcome to go to that one, correct?
Yes, exactly.
And what kind of things is he going to cover in that one?
In that one, he'll go over a little bit of everything, like the stash compartments, concentrate methods, over-the-counter drugs, like Steve had mentioned, the marijuana, and everything that is incorporated into that.
And he deals a lot of on the vape issue too, correct?
Yes, he does.
Because that seems to be a big issue right now that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one is the evening portion, correct?
Yes, and that one is from 6 to 7:30. That's a community event. And we ask nobody under the age of 19 attend both of these events.
So it's really adults only?
Yes, adults only to this. And it's held at the same location, the second event from 6 to 7:30. In the evening.
And there's kind of a stipulation on that one as well that you wanted to talk about and let people know?
Yes, we need 75 people to be registered 3 days in advance.
Okay, so how do they go and register for this?
On Eventbrite, and just type in Tall Cop in Price, Utah. Then you'll come up with both events on there.
Okay, and you can register for both events. Both events are free, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you said that there will be a lunch provided for the early morning session.
Yes, for the early morning session, lunch, breakfast, and a small snack in the afternoon.
And this is great information, and I'm going to go back to Steve, because Steve, I think this will help people in your line of work more than it will probably help anybody. And just to kind of, even if it's just a refresher, am I wrong, or is that...
You know, it is great information, and it's not only a refresher, this the culture has changed so much when you look at the vape pens and just the way that the THC and the concentrates are consumed these days. So I attended one of his presentations over a year ago, and I was amazed at how much I didn't know about the industry. And really, that's why we're encouraging not only law enforcement, but first responders and educators and anyone that deals with this day in and day out. I mean, everything's changing in the cannabis industry, even in our own state, with the bill that just passed and was signed by the governor yesterday. And so for the parents that are concerned and just want to know, I mean, you know, we talk about the stash compartments. Those stash compartments, those are not compartments that are in vehicles. Those are actually clothing compartments and backpack compartments. And you look at public schools statewide, and the vape pens are probably one of the top concerns. And one of the big issues with the vape pens is we don't know if it's nicotine that's being consumed in the vape pen or if it's a THC concentrate, and most of it is odorless. And really, this type of presentation just gives you some more awareness.
So it's really, and that's the main thing, is it's awareness for parents, for anybody that deals, like you said. I think the ones that would probably get some of the most information out of this is as you said, like faculty, staff at schools, but parents too. It's most important that parents get out for this.
Yeah. And I mean, we would encourage as many educators as we can to get out there, but parents as well. Anyone in the community that has an interest, you know, even with the THC levels as high as they are in the concentrates right now, you're seeing, I'm sure that the emergency room and some of our medical staff are seeing people that are exposed to the high levels of THC.
Okay. Well, Shelly, one last time, let's give them all the information that they need, when they are, and how they get signed up for them.
Okay. It's on Thursday, April 2nd. The first event is from 9 to 3:30 at the Jennifer Levitt Center. Then our second event is a community and parent night. That is April 2nd at 6 to 7:30 p.m.
Okay. So both events, you go to eventbrite.com, and all you got to do really is, like you said, type in Tall Cop. It already comes up. Most of the time, it'll come up to your area anyway. Mm-hmm. And you just type in, and it's right there, USU Eastern Campus, and sign up for that. The evening session, they need to sign up for, though.
Yes.
And it's got to be 75 people by 3 days before that.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's the important one. If you would like to go and get all the information that you need, go to the evening one and just sign up, and you'll be good to go. Thank you guys for coming in. This is really good information, and a lot of people in this area, you know, I'm probably going to go to this one. This is good stuff. So thank you so much for having him come here and just letting everybody know about it. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank
Thanks
you.
Again.
All right. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, make sure you go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.